Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artiste or band, Bob Haney, Vinny Cerrato. Super Bowl 59 coming up Sunday, 6:30 kickoff down at the Superdome in New Orleans. Talked about Kansas City yesterday. Let's get into those NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll start with that offense, which features a lot of firepower for sure.
Yeah, I like their offense. I think they're extremely talented on offense. I mean, let's start with the offensive line. They're big. You know, the left tackle, Jordan Mailata, he's 6'8", 365. The left guard, here's the problem that they had was Cam Jurgens is usually their starting center. He was hurt. He wasn't going to play against Washington. He dressed, but then Landon Dickerson's their starting left guard. He played center. And then Tyler Steen came in and started at left guard. Dickerson's left leg was so bad, he was carrying like one leg. He couldn't even run. He was just hobbling. And then Jurgens came back in, who wasn't supposed to play because they didn't have anybody else. Jurgens came back in and played center. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're at full strength. That's been 2 weeks. We'll get the injury report today. Mekhi Becton, who was a bust at the Jets, and he's 6'7", 363. So their whole offensive line, and the right tackle, Lane Johnson, 6'6", 3 1/4. They're all 6'8", 6'8", 6'6", 6'7", 342. They're mammoth. They're mammoth in the line. Now, I think Mailata, everybody says he's the best left tackle. I think he can be beat on the outside with speed rush. He can be beat on the outside. Does Kansas City have anybody to do that? I don't really know. So, I mean, and run blocking-wise, Mekhi Becton is probably the least. He's a little bit like Falele right now. He doesn't sustain, because he's so big, that he has a hard time like adjusting on a move. And if Dickerson and Jurgens both play, got a pretty damn good offensive line. And they can knock people off the ball. And they're huge. And what we were talking about yesterday with Kansas City's D, they're not big. And that's going to be, you know, a big, big issue there. Now, the tight ends for Philly, Goddard. Goddard was hurt a lot during the year, but he's really coming on in the playoffs. I mean, for the season, he only had 42 catches, averaged 11.8 with 2 touchdowns. Now, in the playoffs, in the 3 games that they played, he's got 15 catches, averaging 12.5 with a touchdown, 123 yak yards. 15 catches on 18 targets. Pretty good. Pretty impressive. And he's a smart dude, too. Knows how to get open. And impressive in the zone stuff, I think. And he's good after the catch. He made a couple nice plays against Washington, you know, after the catch. Now their wide receivers, they're good too. A.J. Brown is 6'1", 226. Big, physical, strong receiver that has body control that can run good routes. I mean, the touchdown he caught against Washington was a nice route in the end zone. So he's a big, physical guy. Now, in the playoffs, A.J. Brown, I mean, he had over 1,000 yards receiving, averaging 16.1 during the season, 353 yak yards, during and 97 targets, 67 receptions. Now, during the playoffs, he had 9 catches, averaged 13.3 with 1 touchdown, 37 yak yards. But the thing was, Bob, 18 targets on 9 catches, 50%. So remember, like, he was reading a book and blah, blah, blah. Then, like, I think they were trying to get him some passes stuff.
We talked about it earlier. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
when they were winning 10 in a row, he was whining about not getting the ball enough.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing that he can do is, and the corners, especially the corners for Kansas City are not big. So when he runs those slant routes and stuff, you know, he's 226, they're 190. He's 30 pounds bigger. So that's going to be a tough mismatch for them. Now, the other receiver, Devonta Smith, now he's 6'1", 170. He's a stick. He's a stick. But now in the playoffs, he has 12 catches, averaging 10.1. During the season, he averaged 12.3. And he's got 62 yak yards. But 12 catches on 12 targets. So Devonta Smith and Goddard are like the go-to guys because he can count on them. A.J. Brown has been like hit or miss type guy. But they have talent at the wide receiver position. They have a ton of talent there. Devonta Smith, he's fast, he's explosive, runs good routes, catches the ball extremely well. So they've got talent there. Now, with the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, he should be a lot healthier than he was, you know, in the last game because he was like carrying his leg and he looked slow as molasses, really, running against Washington. Now, during the season, he averaged 68.7. In the playoffs, he's averaged 69.6, almost 70%. During the season, he averaged 8.0 per catch. Now in the playoffs, 7.3. But the big thing is he's got 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. He has been sacked 11 times. During the season, quarterback rating 103.7. Now it's 105. And the other thing is 23 rushes. 23 rushes in 3 games. So 8 rushes a game, full average 5.3. During the season, he only averaged 4.2. But he has 4 rushing touchdowns, which a lot of it is a tush-push stuff. You know, so he has been playing consistent for them. He hasn't been turning the ball over, which is the key thing, and he's been getting the ball to his people. Now, the most important person on their team and the most important probably person other than Mahomes in this game is Saquon Barkley. And Saquon in the playoffs. And Bob, like, because when you're watching a Washington game, you expect it. People say, well, he only carried it so many times. But if you saw, like, when he was over on the bench, he had the vibrator thing on his calf. And then he was riding the bike. And then he wasn't playing as much. But he should be healthy in this game. Now, in the playoffs, in the 3 games, 66 for 442, averaged 6.7 per rush. During the season, he averaged 5.9. He had 4 runs over 20. And he had 5 touchdowns. Now, the big thing is during the season, Bobby averaged 125 yards a game. In the playoffs, he's averaging rushing. In the playoffs, he's averaging 147 per game. So he's stepped it up. He's got 7 catches in the playoffs for 35 yards on 8 targets. And during the season, he only had 33 catches. So he gets about 2 catches a game type guy. And Gainswell hasn't rushed much either. Shipp was the one who had the, you know, nice runs in the Washington game. But Barkley's the guy. Barkley is the main dude, and he's got those 6'8 linemen. And the thing that Barkley can do is the same thing that Derrick Henry does. Makes the O-line look better. And Saquon makes you, because it can all be, you know, not blocked that great, but he can pop it outside and go. Now, the play that he went for 60, that was beautifully blocked. Beautifully blocked. So when he has a hole, he can take it to distance because he's fast, he's explosive, he can run through tackles. He is really, really good. And that offense, Bob, I mean, they can throw it, and they're going to run the run-pass option stuff, which he does well. And there's always the threat of the run, and they got that humongous offensive line.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back later in the show and talk about that Philly defense trying to contain Patrick Mahomes. But when we come back, it's the whip around. What happened in the world of sports last night on a Turn It Up Tuesday? Well, a lot. And what's going to be happening tonight on this Woman Crush Wednesday? What happened historically on, believe it or not, already February the 5th? And then a fun house trip with Mr. Excitement, Nolan McGraw. And then news from the nest. How about we got some surprises for you there?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato with you as we're talking all things sports. So stay tuned for the good stuff coming up here, like what happened last night. Now, Maryland tomorrow takes on Ohio State. We just talked about that. Kevin Willard. Terps trying to continue their momentum. Went from a team that hadn't won on the road to looking for their third straight road win. But elsewhere in the Big Ten, number 7 Purdue over Iowa, 90-81. UCLA's on fire, 63-61 over number 9, Michigan State. Sparty's now lost 2 in a row. Number 21, Wisconsin beat Indiana 76-64. Mike Woodson napalmed his team after the game, said they're not tough enough. You're the coach, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Minnesota beat Penn State 69-61. It was Northwestern cooling off USC 77-75. A couple of upsets in the top 25 last night. If you want to call it an upset, 12th-ranked St. John's beat 11th-ranked Marquette 70-64. Johnny's first place in the Big East, going back to the old Louis Carnesecca, Chris Mullen era from way back when. And Ole Miss, they're ranked number 25, but they napalmed Kentucky 98-84. That thing was like 25, 30 points in the first half as the Wildcats take it on the chin. In the world of the NBA, it was Brooklyn 99-97 over Houston. D'Angelo Russell hit a three with like 4 seconds left. They were down 4 with 7 seconds left and scored 2 threes in 3 seconds to win the game as the Rockets get floored there. So Russell hits the game winner. Cam Whitmore for Houston losing cause there. Baltimore zone, or Spalding, Villanova, of course. 12 points, 3 boards, and an assist. It was the Knicks over Toronto, 121-115. How about Cat? Yeah, 20 and 15 in the first half. Oof. Finished with 27 and 20. Emmanuel Quickley, former Knick, 9 points, 5 assists. And that one of Chicago, the Bulls, 133-124 over Miami. This Matias Boutsalis, rookie, first-round pick, but 10 for 10 from the floor, 4 for 4 from beyond the arc, pulls the stunner there. Haywood Highsmith, Jalen Smith doing their thing last night. Haywood Highsmith now starting for Miami. Sticks still coming off the bench. No Kevin Huerter yet for Chicago. I guess he's got to get acclimated to the new situations there. We'll talk more about this with Matt Weirich later on in the show, 12:30 to be exact. Baltimore Sun. Orioles reached a deal, reportedly, with Ramon Laureano. 1 year, $4 million. Team option for 2026. Last year, in totality, 259, 11 homers, 33 ribbies. But he was terrible in Cleveland. He had 143 for the Guardians. And they said, your services are no longer welcome. Then he went to Atlanta, and he had 296, 10 homers, 29 ribbies with an 832 OPS. And played in, he had 8 at-bats in their playoff loss to San Diego. But there you go. He's coming in, and we'll talk more about that again with Matt Weirich. NHL last night. The Capitals, who've been one of these, well, kind of like they're real, they're for real now stories, but surprising, stunning early. They keep stacking them dubs and did the same last night against the first-place Panthers.
Ekblad to the interior, deflected aside by Wilson. It's a short-handed break for Protas. Protas, backhand pass, score! Wilson jams it home.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by Wilson and Protas, because Wilson's the one that knocked the puck away inside the blue line with Florida on the power play, and then Protas got the puck, went down 2-on-1, made a beautiful pass to Wilson, and he scored. So that was a big win, because it was 2 first place teams, went back and forth the whole time, you know, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-3. 4-3, and then the Caps got 2 empty netters. Ovi gets an empty netter at 19:59, which is 1 second. Because, I mean, there was a holdup because they had to watch the replay to see if it crossed the line before the 20 minutes was up, and it was good. He gets another goal. Everybody's happy.
Now, he's stacking goals. He's 17 now behind Gretzky for most all time.
Yeah. No. And, Bob, right now, what they said on the post-game show was he is projected to get it, break the record, the last home game of the regular season against Pittsburgh.
That'd be crazy.
Hell, no doubt.
And kind of ironic going up against Sidney Crosby and all those guys. And I guess more serious but good news, Craig Laughlin, sounds like surgery went well.
Yeah, Locker had his open-heart surgery yesterday, and everybody was wearing T-shirts, Locker, strong T-shirts. Ovi had one on. They showed Ovi. But everybody doing the broadcast had Locker with a heart on it type thing. And it was like heart, not appreciation day, but something to do with heart stuff, you know. That's what they were talking about during the game. And during the game, Joe B was giving updates, you know, on how Locker was doing. He was getting it from Locker's sister and texting him and letting him know that he got out of recovery. Everything is good. So, Locker, congrats. Happy you're doing good. And it's going to be, trust me, same surgery I had. The recovery is going to take a while.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, this day in sports history. It's February the 5th, 1977, Baltimore Civic Center, as it was called at the time. Now a CFG Arena. Sugar Ray Leonard made his pro debut, unanimous decision, six rounds. Louis the Bull Vega, 12-year-old Bob Haney was sitting in the stands. That's right, with Mr. Al Coates, the late great Al Coates, and his wife Reba, and my brother Brian. So that was 48 years ago, get the bleep out of here. But Sugar Ray Leonard made his pro debut down at the Baltimore Civic Center, 1983, College Hoops, Maryland style, 1983, Colt Fieldhouse. Maryland beat Georgia Tech, 77-68. Freshman forward Len Bias came off the bench, scored 12 of his 19 in the second half. Adrian Branch added 19 as well. Ben Coleman, 14 points, 15 boards, as the Terps beat Georgia Tech on that night, 1997. Also at Colt Fieldhouse, 7th-ranked Maryland beat NC State, 66-55. Keith Booth, Baltimore zone, at 21. Laurent Prophet had 20. Maryland improved to 18-4 on the year. A couple Super Bowls for you real quick. Super Bowl 40 in Detroit. Steelers beat Seattle. This was actually a lame Super Bowl, 21-10. Heinz Ward.
I was there.
Most valuable player. Antoine Randall L threw the touchdown pass.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I was at that game.
Pittsburgh 4-point favorites. Al Michaels and John Madden on ABC on the call. National anthem. Aaron Neville, Aretha Franklin, and Dr. John. Halftime, Rolling Stones. The only thing I remember about that Super Bowl, other than the Randall L thing, was Mick Jagger saying, we've been around so long, we could have played at the first Super Bowl. And it was the 40th. 90 million people watched that domestically. Let's see. 2012 in Indy, the Giants beat the Patriots 21-17. That was two for Eli. New England, 2.5-point favorites. That was the comeback year for the Ravens. NBC, Al Michaels there. And Chris Collinsworth, national anthem, Kelly Clarkson. Halftime show, Madonna. With LMFAO, Nolan, you know who they are. Nicki Minaj, CeeLo Green, 111 million people watched that one. And then in Houston, maybe the greatest choke job in Super Bowl history, 2017, Super Bowl 51. New England stuns the Atlanta Falcons, 34-28, overtime. Tom Brady, most valuable player. New England laying three in that one. Fox on the call. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman doing it. National anthem. Break out the skinny jeans and the pointy boots. Luke Bryan, everybody. Yeah. And your halftime entertainment was Lady Gaga. 113 million watts that one domestically. The new Super Bowl coming up Sunday, and we're going to talk about that next with Mike Jones from The Athletic, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, then news from The Nest. Something tells me we're going to be hearing from Eric DaCosta down in New Orleans with press conferences and everything, getting you ready for Super Bowl 59. So maybe we can reconnect him with him at a later time. But, which is actually pretty awesome, and we'll have more of this coming news from the Nest style top of the hour, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta was on the Todd McShay podcast. Todd McShay, yes, ESPN. Mel Kiper's buddy for many years. Draft breakdown. Talking about various things relating to the Baltimore Ravens. Just won the division for the second year in a row. Quarterback might win the MVP again tomorrow. You might have two guys get in the Hall of Fame over the Super Bowl. So, and then a Justin Tucker thing. So there's a lot of news.
Man, what, 9 Pro Bowlers?
Good and bad surrounding the Ravens here. But here's Eric DaCosta with Todd McShay. And the question was, you know, building the team over the years, because you look at this year's team personnel-wise compared to where it was in 19, it's a lot different. And, Eric, building around Lamar.
Yeah, so you try to figure out what he does best and then what kinds of players he likes to throw the ball to. And so in his case, it's actually coincidental, but also, you know, we were lucky that he loves to throw to the tight ends.
Yes.
Right? So We had drafted Hayden Hurst, ended up trading Hayden.
Dope.
Hayden and Mark Andrews.
Yeah, right.
You know, so he had these like really comfort pieces for him. And then offensive line wise, and so that same draft class, we drafted Mark Andrews and we drafted Orlando Brown. And we had Ronnie Stanley and Kevin Zeitler. We built an offensive line around him that suited what we do, which is run the football.
Yes, with the tight ends. Well, the only thing that, Bob, that doesn't make a little sense there is well, we drafted Hayden Hurst. Yeah, but you drafted Hayden Hurst before you got Lamar.
Yeah, you had to trade up to get Lamar Jackson.
Right, man. Right. So, I mean, you had it likely, but what he's saying is Lamar likes throwing in the middle of the field to the tight ends. So they got two tight ends. And, you know, when you go get Todd Monken, who came from Georgia, and the year before when they won the national championship, you know, with Monken, what did he have? He had two tight ends. You know, and one was just rookie of the year, and the other's the big dude, 300-pounder from the Steelers.
Right.
You know, and they had McConkey. So he was used to with two tight ends. And so, yeah, I mean, to me, that's smart GMing, smart coaching. And because what we've heard Todd Monken say, what do our players do well? That's what we're going to let them do. And what is taking Lamar to the next level? Throwing the tight ends. Now they've expanded because they got a Pro Bowl wide receiver now, too, that Lamar has developed.
And with Eric DaCosta, who's been in the organization for forever and replaced Ozzie Newsome, who you can make a pretty strong case should be a Hall of Famer as an executive. He's already in.
Right.
As one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football for the Browns. But, you know, John Harbaugh and Eric have been connected since 2008. And there's been a ton of success with these two together, including Super Bowl, division championships, multiple individual honors for multiple players. But Todd asked Eric DaCosta about the relationship the two have together at this stage of their careers.
Coach Harbaugh and I talk every single day. Our offices are across from each other. We live next to each other. So, I mean, you know, we can't really be enemies. We live literally next door to each other. But we speak every day about all things football. And I think you have to have that to be successful long term.
Yeah, you know, when he said that, I was kind of thinking back, like with George Seifert. Did I talk to George every day? No. But I talked to Mike Shanahan and Ray, the two coordinators I talked to every day when I was in San Fran. So, because George was, I'm guessing Seifert was kind of like Sirianni is, Bob. Like, he's the head coach, but my two coordinators kind of run the offense and the defense. I mean, we had it in San Francisco where, you know, if George started to get involved too much, the coordinators would go to Carmen Policy, the president, and say, he's doing it again. And then Carmen would walk down the office, George, leave him alone, George. You know, so maybe that's the same way it is in Philadelphia. But,
well, doesn't Harbs defer to his coordinators too?
Oh, but it seems like I think Harbs is involved a little bit more than a lot of them. I think Harbs is involved quite a bit in the drafting of the players and also in what they're doing daily.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan. Will come back, take a trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw, and say hello as well. Then we'll get more Eric DaCosta, Todd McShay coming up. News from the Nest. Council midweek dough, hopefully with buy or sell. Talk about many sports subjects of this day. Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, week from tomorrow, Michael Elias going to meet with the media, the 9th as pitchers and catcher, or the 12th rather, a week from today, people show up, workouts are beginning. Ramon Laureano, where does he fit in? And it looks like based on his contract, he will somewhere, but who's leaving? But it's here, baseball season, believe it or not, which means BBT will be here live for Pickles, can't wait for that. So it's all there. But Ramon Laureano is added to the equation. He's a veteran guy with some level of accomplishment. He was great in the second half for the Braves. Where does he fit in Baltimore and who gets phased out, if anyone? But let's bring in Maryland tomorrow, of course, against Ohio State. Then the NFL awards. Lamar is probably going to win his third most valuable player consecutive.
Yeah.
Top of that. Well, second one, of course. And then Suggs gets in the Hall of Fame. Yonda gets in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe. I don't think Yonda does.
T Sizzles, first ballot. Nolan, what do you think?
If it was up to me, absolutely.
Rookie of the year defensively, player of the year, Super Bowl champ, two-time Super Bowl champ. Remember, he was on that first Chiefs Super Bowl team. I'm thinking T Sizzles. Jason Cole wouldn't, you know, tip his hand because it's against the rules, but I'd be surprised if Yonda got in, and I'd be even more surprised if T Sizzles did not.
First ballot. Suggs or Jared Allen? Because both.
Allen's been waiting a minute.
Yep.
And that's what makes it tough.
Yeah.
Because if you're just going in a vacuum, grading the player's resume for what it is, then absolutely first ballot. But he's got the name recognition going for him. He's got all the accolades. But we see it time and time again. Receiver, there's always a log jam. Pass rusher, there's going to be a log jam. Just so many qualified guys.
Because, you look, the Derek Thomases and the LTs get, I mean, there's no debate about that. But if there's a debate about Suggs, what would it be? Why would he not? He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he sit and wait a minute?
Who would be the media? Because even Cole said, like, the media presentation is big. Who would be the Baltimore guy that would be presenting?
Scott Garceau.
Is that who's presenting Suggs?
Oh, he's presented all of them. Oh,
okay.
Or, yeah, when they have that meeting, he's the one that stands up and makes the case.
Yeah, I remember infamously Tony Grossi pissing all over Art Modell, which I guess still lasts to this day.
Well, I think Scott said for guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, he would just stand up and say their name and sit down. He's like, there's nothing to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yonda, you got to work a little bit, I would think. And Suggs, like you said, I think, you know, you just give the stats and stuff and they kind of stand for themselves.
Anyone that had to play against him in his heyday would certainly say he's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt about it. But it all comes, what, tomorrow? These announcements
tomorrow
will start
night,
getting
same
made.
Time as Lamar and all them.
So it's going to be a pretty epic
But they
Thursday.
Know, Bob. Remember, because we had Bryant Young on it. Remember, he couldn't, he knew, but.
Well, they got to film them showing up to the house and letting them know that they're getting in. So tomorrow. Unfortunately, the Ravens aren't in the Super Bowl. And a lot of fans are like, well, screw all that. You know, when are they going to get there? Win? Harbaugh sucks. Fire him. Lamar can't win the big one. But, you know, this could be a pretty Ravens-heavy weekend in regards to, you know, certain honors there. And Henry's not going to win Offensive Player of the Year. That's going to be Barkley, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He even said it himself. Yeah. He's like, it's not my year.
Well, the thing about it, Bob, is if Suggs gets in, does that mean that they're playing in the Hall of Fame game?
I was about to say the same thing, or Yonda, for that matter. I mean, it was 2018 they were in there? Because that was the year that Ray went in, and they played the Bears. Because it was Urlacher.
Urlacher got in.
So they could.
If Eli gets in, the Giants would be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would. The Giants would be one of them for sure.
And then if Suggs gets in, it's like this, you know, if we didn't have Billy Cundiff for Lee Evans, we would have kicked your ass in that Super Bowl, and you probably wouldn't even be here right now. Anything else you want to say to the people there, Nolan McGraw? What about this three-peat thing, Kansas City greatest team sport accomplishment, as Jason Cole said, ever?
I didn't know Pat Riley had a trademark on
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was news to me. Right after they won, right?
First he said back-to-back and put all the heat on them. And then Isaiah Thomas did everything he could to make sure that didn't happen, but it did. Then he said, three-peat, and that became his. And, you know, now he gets a taste if, in fact, Kansas City wins. So we're going to lean towards Riley wants the Chiefs to win.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as most impressive, I would say absolutely. There's no precedent for it in the NFL, as we know. I mean, you got to go all the way back to the ancient days of the
mid-60s
dinosaurs.
Mid-60s Packers.
Practically leather helmets.
Well, 12-team league and all that stuff.
Don't say ancient, Bob. I was watching it.
It was ancient.
I'm old, but I don't remember that.
The dinosaurs
I vaguely remember Super Bowl V.
But, I mean, the Patriots did have a shot here recently. And I think, was that not the Eagles that prevented that, the three-peat? I have to double check that.
Yes.
But so let's say they had finished the job then, and the Patriots were the first to three-peat. Then it kind of makes it a little less impressive, especially because it's so close together. Both dynasties, literally one ended and the other one started right away. So you didn't really get a chance to kind of sit back and appreciate the Patriots until now you're dealing with the Chiefs. And you hear from people that say, well, you know, Now I don't really hate the Patriots as much as anymore because they got to deal with the Chiefs. But certainly impressive, no doubt about it. And look, you keep mentioning that betting line. It's holding up. Vegas seems to think that they're going to get it done, even though when you look at these teams on paper, and Vinny's been breaking it down with the film, really favors the Eagles in a lot of key roster positions.
Yep, that 1.5 and the 48.5, quite frankly, has been holding steady for over a week now.
Yeah. Hey, now, Bob, just thinking about that, like, let's just say if the Patriots would have beat the Giants when they were undefeated, then that would have been, if they would have got the three-peat, then that would have been the greatest, undefeated season two.
They'd be, that team, at least, would be considered the greatest team in the history of football. But they did. Mm-hmm. And that's their problem, though. Nolan, we got time for a fun house?
We'll tell you what we have time for. They might not be playing the Super Bowl, but they are playing at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah, that was I've conduct a lot of times in 25 years of doing this. That was a college kicker miss where, like, I hit a cheerleader in the head with the ball, missed the stands. I know what happened because I'm taking the notes. And I'm writing it down, and then I'm looking at my email about the Metallica ticket giveaway, so I just wrote, I mean, that makes sense, right?
Happens all the time.
I don't know.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, so we're giving away the tickets, another pair today, and actually a little surprise coming up a little bit later on, a different band, so double giveaway today. But for now, it's Metallica, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets on sale right now through Live Nation, but you can win a pair if you are caller number 7 at 410-583-1057. We'll be giving away a pair, and a little bit later, Nine Inch Nails tickets.
So caller number 7 to Jammin' and Metallica. Get in here right now, 410-583-1057. We'll come back. News from the Nest. More Eric DaCosta.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.